Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim, daf Chav Zayin. Begin on the bottom of the Chavam and Beis, three lines off at the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is Shmuel had explained the halacha of our Mishnah on Chavav Med Aleph regarding if someone did the Zrika Shaloi B'mkaymer. He threw it not where it's supposed to be thrown on the Mizbech, rather on the ramp, or Shaloi Keneged HaYesod, or on top when it's supposed to be in the bottom, and so on and so forth. So Shmuel said, when the Mishnah said that it's going to be Pasul, just that there's no Chiyuv Karis, Pasul means only that the buster is going to be Pasul, that the carbon cannot be consumed. Avol Bayil Neskapa, but the owner will still get an atonement, as the Gemara explained, because he holds from the Pasuk that Vanina Satim Lechem Al Mizbech Lechaper, which the whole Mizbech is considered as one unit for the atonement, and only for the atonement, but not for anything else like the consumption. Which we see, says the Gemara, that Shmuel holds Shaloi B'mkayim B'kim Kayim B'dami, that even if it's not in its specific place where it's supposed to be, but at least it's on an element of the Mizbech, it's going to be in the atonement. On that, the Gemara continues on this teaching of Shmuel and says, Meisvei. The Gemara asks on Shmuel from the following Braisa. The Braisa teaches the following halacha. Chishev, if a kosher Kayin has the thought, an inappropriate thought, when he's doing the Avodah, Litein es hanitonin lamala lamata. That is, he's, let's say, either slaughtering the carbon, or he's receiving the blood of the carbon, or he's transporting the blood. He's doing one of the avodas with the intention, not actually doing the avoda inappropriately, but the thought that, hey, when I'm going to throw the blood, I'm going to throw it not in its appropriate place. I'm going to throw this blood, which is going to be thrown on top of the red line that separates the high of the Mizbech, I'm going to throw it below. Or lamata lamala, that which is going to be thrown on the bottom, I'm going to throw it on the top. So says the Braisa, Li Alter, if his thought was that right now, today, right after I take the blood and I slaughter it and I receive it, I'm going to go and I'm going to throw the blood not in its appropriate place today, immediately, then kosher, then actually the carbon is going to be kosher. Why? Because even though one would say that that's a zrika, that's pasul, so it comes out, because it's not b'mkaymei, so it comes out when he did one of these other avodas, let's say the shechita, the kabbalah, as we said, or the halacha, with the intention to throw the blood in an invalidating way, the carbon is going to be kosher, because ultimately he did do the zrika in its appropriate place. He just had the machshava to do it in an appropriate place. On that, the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Vav Min Aleph in Perakal Psulim, the machshava of a kohen, his thoughts, his cognitions, do not invalidate only chutz l'zmanai, if he's having a mind to do it out of the time that it's allowed to be done, or chutz l'mkaymai, which this is not chutz l'mkaymai, it's not in the exact place, but it's not out of the area of the azara, or a karmachatas that's slaughtered shaloi l'shma. But here, where his thought is to throw the blood today, not exactly on the mizbech where it's supposed to be thrown, that's not going to make a machshava of pigel. And therefore, the carbon's still going to be kosher. Continues the Braisa, Chazar, Bechishev, let's say, okay, so that's not invalidating. Let's say on the next service, let's say this is the thought he had when he's doing the Shechita. Let's say now he's doing the Kabbalah, the next Avodah. He has in mind, oh, that I'm going to eat this carbon, which the eating of the carbon could be either the eating of the Mizbeach, or the eating of a person, or there's two types of consumptions for a carbon, that it's going to be eaten as a Ketin Tabach of Zayin Menalav, Chutzlim Kaimai, out of the place where it's allowed to be eaten. So then, Pasul v'emekaris, as the classic halacha is by chutzlim kaimai, which is an invalidating thought, it'll make it pasul, but if one eats that meat of that carbon, it's not going to be a punishment of karis. Chutz l'zmanai, let's say he's having in mind to do it out of the time that it's allowed to be, then that's the classic halacha of pikul, v'chayav in the love karis, and one who eats that meat would be chayav, karis is going to die at a young age, because it's what qualifies for the halacha that's known as kervu matirav. The rest of the avodas were done appropriately. Because that's what the Mishnah teaches later on the Chav Tesem Abayz, that if one has the mind of Chutzlim Kaimai, it makes it Pasal. Chutzlim Zman, it makes it Pigal. As long as you did it Karva Matirov, we're here in this situation, when one had the Machshava of doing it Shleibim Kaimai, we said, that's not an invalidating factor, it's actually Kasher. So now, since that was done in the appropriate way, as long as nothing else was invalid besides the Machshava of Pigal, that would make a Pigal. But however, if one would actually have two different types of invalidations, actually that wouldn't allow it to be pigel. But here, since we said that the first machshava was not a problem, so now when he has machshava pigel, it's going to make it into pigel. Continues the Braisa, but if let's say the original machshava he had, the first thought he had when he was doing the first avodah, when he had in mind to take the blood, which was supposed to be on the bottom, he's going to put on the top, or top he's going to put on the bottom. If he had in mind to throw that zrika, not la'alta, not today, but rather, besides that, I'm not going to do it in the right place, but I'll do it l'macher tomorrow, Then says the Braisa puzzle. So then it's going to be invalid. Why? The Gemara later on will explain, is because it's not any different than a machshava of hinuach, of just leaving the blood over. If he's slaughtering now, to leave it over for tomorrow, that's going to be puzzle, because as the Gemara is going to explain, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who in the third paragraph of Naflam Hamad Bey says that that's also invalidating type of a thought. Just like Chutz L'Mkaymei, Chutz L'Zmanei, and Chatzis and the Pesach, that's done Shalei L'Shma. So maybe that's going to make it puzzle. Unlike if it was today, then we said it's actually going to be kasher. Now since this Machshav already makes it puzzle, so then you can't have pigul anymore, because it has to be kovar material. Everything else has to be kosher to make it at least one machshav banking and pigul. So they have a chazer, a chisha, but let's say now he goes back and he has another thought by the second avodah is doing of bein l'chutz l'zmanoi, bein chutz l'mkayma, whether he wants to do it out of its time or whether out of its place. It's only going to be puzzle, it's going to be invalid, but the aim b'kar is not going to be karas, because it already became puzzle by his first machshava, so like we said before, it cannot take effect anymore machshava pigul, because it wasn't karbu kol matir, he didn't have all the other things permitting the carbon done in its appropriate way, to have the one, the pigul, be the one that's puzzling to make it into pigul. Pigul is only if everything else was done kosher. Here the first machshava was already done puzzle. That's the brisa. And that is the Gemara in Shmuel. Now, if you're going to say that when blood is thrown not exactly on its place where it's supposed to be on the Mizbeach, like Shmuel says, that Kim Kaimer Dami has the halacha like it was put in this appropriate place, and that's why Shmuel said that the owners are going to get atonement. So then, high puzzle? Why does the Braisa call it puzzle regarding this person who has in mind to put it not in its appropriate place the next day? But Pigul who? That's your classic case of Pigul. He had in mind when he was slaughtering it and the intention of throwing the blood tomorrow, which is for the consumption of the Mizbeach. Because who kiss Shalei B'mkayma? But Shmuel says Shalei B'mkayma is Kim Kayma Dami. Obviously, says the Gemara, it's not like Shmuel. Rather, it's not Kim Kayma Dami. And therefore, we don't consider it as a consumption of the Mizbeach. And therefore, that can't be Pigul. Pigul has to be that he's having in mind either a Machshava for Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach to be Chutz L'Zmani, which is tomorrow. Here, you don't have that because it's not Achilas Mizbeach when it's done Shalei B'mkayma, not like Shmuel who wants to say that it is Kim Kayma to say that it's going to be an atonement for the owner. And that Amar Zutra, he says, Zrika the Sharia Basr Ba'achila. It's only the type of a throwing of blood which permits the meat to be eaten. For example, when the one who places the blood in its appropriate place, that's the type of machshava that would be ma'isel l'day pigul. And there's two ways of doing that. Either if, let's say, he's having in mind during the zrika to sacrifice the sacrificial parts tomorrow, which is also nechila of a mizbeach, or whether if he's even having in mind during the slaughtering to throw the blood tomorrow. But it's a type of throwing of blood, either a thought of that type or during that type of throwing the blood, that's in its makim, which even the Shmuel agreed, even Shleid Kim Kaim is Kim Kaim, but it's only for the atonement of the owner, not of the consumption of the meat. So therefore, Zrika Dole Sharia Basa Bechila, a throwing of the blood that would not permit the meat to be eaten. Meaning if, let's say, had it been done in its appropriate time, if he would have thrown the blood, Shleid Bim Kaimai, that type of a machshava, loy maisel de pigul, does not bring it to the possibility of pigul, whether in these two types of cases that we describe, whether if he has a mind during that zrika to sacrifice the emurim the next day, or whether he had a mind when he was doing the shechita to do such a type of a zrika the next day, that wouldn't bring to pigul. So although, yes, shleik kim kaim is kim kaim adami, but it cannot make it such a machshava of pigul, because ultimately, even Shmuel agrees, that would not permit them such meat to be eaten. On that, as the Gemara, omle rav ashlam azutra menolacha, where do you know this division to make that although it is considered a zrika for the atonement of the owner, but still it's not going to provide pigul because it doesn't permit the meat to be eaten. So that's what he says, because the pasuk says in Meyikra, v'im ha'ochel yo'ochel mibsar zevach shlamav, if it's going to be eaten from the meat of that carbon of the shlamim, pigul yi, it's going to be pigul, like the pasuk there continues and concludes, and v'anefesh o'echeles, and whoever eats from it is going to get his punishment, he's going to get karas. What that teaches us is, Misha pigulei garmlai, only a carbon that it's the pigul that caused, like the pasuk says, that it should not be eaten. And then, if one does, he's going to have avinatis, he's going to carry a sin. Yatzezed, that excludes the type of case that we're discussing, where we're talking about meat that the blood was thrown shalei b'mkaymai. She'ein pigulei garmlai, it's not the machshava of pigul that caused it that it cannot be eaten. Ela isadava achar garmlai, it's some other prohibition that caused it. Because the blood was thrown, Shalei B'mkayma, it causes that it cannot be eaten. Like even Shmuel explained, it's only for kapara that the Homus Be'ach is considered as one. but not for the consumption of the meat. So therefore, such a machshava is not going to be mechayev on its pigel to get karas. So it's from here that we learn out that if someone has a machshava by a zrika shloi b'mkoymei to eat or to have the emurim sacrificed the next day would not make it a zrika regarding pigel. And so too, the same other type of case, if he has a mind by the shechita to do such a zrika, chutzazmane, which is the case we're discussing, that's not going to be a machshava of zrika that's going to make pigel, and that's why it's going to be only pasla and not going to be pigel. Now that is the Gemara, but if that's the case, the way we're describing, that regarding the machshava, this zrika cannot be machshava pigel, so then if suli name lelifsel, then there shouldn't even be pasul. Why is saying that it's not kares, it's because it's not a machshava of pigel, then why is it pasul in the first place? It's not a valid, invalidating machshava of pigel. So Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, he says, you're right, it's not the classic machshava of pigel of chutz lezmanai, because when he's doing it lamacher, which is the beyond the time when you're allowed to throw the blood, it has to be thrown on that day, but it's being done shalibim kaimai, so though it's not pigel, but midi dehava machshava senuach, like we alluded to earlier, it's no worse, it's no different than when someone has a mind just to leave the blood for the next day. So here, although it's not a zrika lamacher, but he's leaving it for the next day, he's having a mind, I'm going to throw the blood shalibim kaimai tomorrow, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda was brought later on, where the Mishnah there teaches a machlekes that the Tanakhama holds. If someone has a mind in machshava to leave the blood over for the next day, it's going to be kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be pasul. So therefore, that's going to be the halacha we have pasul but imbekaras. Imbekaras, of course, is not pigel because it's not a zrika that it would be matar da basar fachila, but it's going to be pasul like machshava of Enoch. That resolves the interpretation of Shmuel in our Mishnah. Says Gemara, Shlakish, he's going back on the halacha of the Mishnah, and he's disagreeing in the interpretation of the Mishnah on Shmuel. He says, La'olam psul mamash. When the Mishnah said it's invalid, it means literally invalid, because the Tana is not going to say, regarding when someone has a, when they throw the blood, shalaybim kaimai, that it says pasul, that it would be only going on the meat, unless he would come explicitly and say, it's only on the meat. Rather, when the Mishnah says it's possible, it means totally invalid, and yet the owners are not going to get atonement if the blood was thrown shalei b'mkaymai. Now, in spite of that, says Rish Lakish, v'shalei b'mkaymai, if the blood was thrown not in this appropriate place, Rish Lakish holds like Shmuel, that kim b'mkaymai dami, that it does have the halacha like its place regarding atonement, but it's just not going to permit the meat to be eaten. Like Shmuel had expounded the pasuk we said on the previous daf, Vani nesatav l'chem, Hashem says, I gave you the whole mizbech, l'kapara, l'chaper, l'kapara nesatav l'le davar acher. So if he holds like Shmuel, so it says Gemara v'le kasha, it's not difficult, the pasuk on our Mishnah. Because if you hold the pasuk, so then the pasul should only be the meat, and actually, even though it didn't shleib b'kami, there should be atonement. So it would not be totally pasul. So as Rish Lakish saying, the Mishnah means totally pasul, even that the owner is not going to get atonement. Says Rish Lakish, Khan, over here, the way we're expounding the pasuk that Shmuel had brought in the previous staff, which sounds like that the owners do get atonement, is Shanasan, is Torah, where the person, the Kohen, placed the blood not in its appropriate place, Bishtika, silently. So then, yeah, Shalevim Kohen is Kim dummy. But Khan, our mission that said that it's possible, which we said is totally possible, that the owner is not going to get even atonement, is Shanasan B'Amira, where he puts it when he says that he's having in mind to have the meat eaten. Now, so of course, if he's having machshava of shloi lezmanai, of course it's going to be pasul, but the Mishnah is teaching us pasul ve'im by karis. It's going to be invalid, but there's not going to be any punishment of karis because the machshava in this zrika is a machshava that, yes, could invalidate, and actually that's part of the chiddush, because since Rish Lakish like Shmuel, the whole shalei kim kaimai is kim kaimai, having such a machshava, because if it's like not even on the mizbech, so you can't, such a machshava can't even invalidate. It's not a zrika to have a machshava. No, it is a zrika, because it is kim kaimai. And the other half of the halacha is also chiddush. However, it's not going to make pigel, because ultimately it's not a zrika that permits the meat to be eaten, and therefore it doesn't make the pigel, and therefore it's aimed by cars. So actually, both halachas of the mission now take on the greater significance to where Rish Lakish is interpreting when it says pasul ve'mekaris. The chiddush of pasul is even though he's having machshava in the zrika shalei b'mkaymai, it still is kimekaymai dami. So it's going to be a valid machshava. It's by a valid avaida. But ve'mekaris is also a chiddush that. So what? Then why isn't it pigel? Because you're having machshava to do chutz lezmanai. Because ultimately, like we said before, a pigel machshava is only if it's a type of zrika that would permit the meat to be eaten. Even Shmuel and Rish Lakish hold that although Shalei Kim Kaimai is only for the atonement, not for the meat to be eaten. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, All the questions it asked on the previous daf, and as we continued also on our daf on Shmuel, the Gemara asked the same questions on Rish Lakish, because he holds just like Shmuel, that Shlei Kimkami is Kimkami. He just interprets the Mishnah differently because he doesn't want to have what's called a Deichig, a forced, a contrived answer to say that Pasul is only on the Basa and not on the owner. So therefore, the Gemara in the abridged way says, ah, how can you say like that? But Tznan, we learn the Mishnah later in the Aflamid Beis, Chishav Litna, the son, Lamata, Lamala, Lamala, Lamata, out until where it had asked that question. We went through the whole discussion in the previous daf, where there it says that Yachzar Kasha B'Yikabel, well, if it's a Zrika already, how could you do it a Zrika over again? Out until, Mididahava, Machshav Esenuach, Valibir B'Huda B'Chulu, meaning up until the last part of the Gemara, that which Shmuel, that we answered, that we said that ultimately, what is the Psul over there? It's a Machshava of Hinuach, where that's what we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, then why would it be possible in Makar's in this last brice that we had asked on Shmuel from, where what's the invalidating factor if it's not considered pigul? It's because of Machshav of Nucha just leaving it over, which would invalidate it, but it's not Machshav of pigul to make it punishment of Karas. Rabbi Yechanan, a third interpretation in the halacha of our Mishnah. He says that actually, Idi v'Idi says both our Mishnah that says that if it's the Zerika was done, Shalibim Kamei, the words the Mishnah says is pasul, and it doesn't say any way of rectifying it. And the Mishnah, and later on, Davlam Bezam and Alf, by Kolab Sulim, where it says a rectification, that it says, okay, you did it Shalibim Kamei, if there's more blood left in the animal, go back and do a new Kabbalah and do Zerika. So how do we understand that contradiction? Why over here does it just say pasul? It doesn't say Yachzar Kasha B'Kabbalah, and there it says a rectification. Says Rabbi Yechanan, both of them are talking about Shenasin B'Shtika, that where the blood was just done without any machshava of psul, it just was done, not in its appropriate place. Vishalibim Kaimai Lav Kim Kaimidam. And he disagrees with Rish Lakish and Shmuel. He says if the blood's thrown not in its place, it's not like it's in its place. And it's not providing atonement. So how do we understand the different Mishnayas? Vaha, the Mishnah over there that says that you could rectify it, go back and now do a new Kabbalah and whatever blood's left in the neck of the animal, is the Ikadam and Efesh. Talking about where there's still blood left in the animal. So if there's still blood left, when the first Rikah that was done was nothing. It was done Shalibim Kaimai. And Shalibim Kaimai is not Kim Kaimai Dami. So go back and do a new Kabbalah. Ha, the Ikadam and Efesh. Our Mishnah says Pasul is because there's no more blood left. And if there's no more blood left, so there's no more to go back to. And it's Pasul because it was done Shalibim Kaimai. Now, however, our Mishnah, our Gemara asked on Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that speaks about this halacha that if the blood was shtonch lebim kaimai, it says, pasul ve'imai karas. It's invalid, but if someone eats the meat of that carbon, it's not going to get karas. So ask the Gemara, bishlem of the Rish Lakish, we could understand according to Rish Lakish that he explains the halacha of a Mishnah, not when it was just done shlebim kaimai, it was done shlebim kaimai with a machshava to do it chutz lezmanai. So, as we said before, hein diktani pasul ve'makaris. So we understand according to him why the Mishnah says it's invalid, but there's no karis. You have to say that there's no karis to say that even though we're considering it as a zrika of chutz lezmanai, and that's why it's going to at least be pasul, but it's not going to be pigul like we said before because it's only a zrika that permits the meat to be eaten that would make it into pigul. Here where it's not going to permit the meat to be eaten, it's not going to bring it to pigul. But El Rabbi Yechon, the Mekon Rabbi Yechon has explained the halacha of the Mishnah when it was done with shtik, without any machshava of psul. And the reason why it's possible is because simply because the blood was not thrown bim kaimai. So obviously it's not going to be karas. Mayim be karas. Why is it saying that there's no karas? Karas only by pigul. Even chutzam kaimai, makshav chutzam kaimai doesn't make it into chiv of karas. So of course if someone eats from the meat of the carbon, it's not going to be karas. So what's why is it saying by karas? So the Gemara kasha, it's a difficulty according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara asks, well, Ula Shmuel, according to Shmuel, according to him, it's also difficult. Ma'im by karis. What does the Mishnah mean when it says no karis? He also explains the halacha of the Mishnah when it was just done shleibim kaimai. And that's why he says pasul is only on the buster, but the owner gets atonement because shleibim kaimai is kim kaimai dummy. But of course it's not going to be karis. Why should there be karis if one eats from that meat, although it's pasul, but it's not pigal? Says the Gemara hachikama. What the Mishnah is saying, according to Shmuel, is essentially like Rish Lakish. Im nasan bim machshava, the Mishnah is concluding and says that if someone does it shalay bim kaimai with a machshava to have it being done chutz lezmanai, it's going to be possible ve'im by karis. It's still going to be possible, but it's not going to be karis. And the necessity of the Mishnah was to teach that even though regarding atonement it's considered kim kaimai, still a machshava pigul will not take effect, as we said, because since it's not going to be such a shalay bim kaimai would not permit to be eaten. But according to Rabbi Yechon, you can't answer like that. Because since, according to him, the reason why the Tana of a Mishnah is teaching that it's possible is because simply it was done Shalebim Kaimai and it's Lavkim Kaimai Dami. So obviously, that if it was done B'machshava of Psul, of let's say Chutz Azman of Pigal, it's not going to be B'machshava of Pigal. Because like it was done on the floor. Because you didn't do Karva Kamatibi, you didn't even did a Zrika, it was never done. It didn't even take effect as Zrika. Of course it can't be Pigal. Of course it would be B'Karas. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's still difficult. Why is it say B'Karas? Continues the Gemara's questioning. Rabbi Yechanan, Ish Leibim Kaim Elavkim Kaim Adami, if it's like the way we just said before that he holds, that blood that's thrown not in its appropriate place, let's say on the Kevish instead of Mizbech, it's not like it was thrown on its place. So since according to him, it's not considered as Rika at all, so Lahavis, so then essentially, it should be Kinishbach Mnakli Al Ritzba. When this Kain threw it not in its place, it should essentially be like when the blood of the vessel falls onto the ground. And therefore, actually, paradoxically, should make it better via Sveno. And then you should be able to just gather it together and put it back in the bowl and do it over again. So therefore, why do we say that, the way he explains our Mishnah in contrast to Mishnah Lama Beis. There it says, Yachsa Kashavi Kabul, because there's blood left in the neck. And here we said, there's no more blood left in the neck. And therefore it says, Puzzle. Who cares? Why should it be Puzzle? Let him gather that blood that was thrown in its appropriate place on the Mizbech and go ahead, put it back in the bowl and do it over again. Because we know that when the blood was received in the bowl and then spilled out, you could just gather it together and put it back in the bowl. In other words, according to Shmuel, according to Rish Lakish, since the Zrika was done for atonement, because they said Shleim Kam Iskim Kam at least for atonement, so then it was rejected already from redoing it again because they already provided atonement. But according to Rabbi Yechon, it was like no Zrika was done at all, just gather it again and do it over again. Says the Gemara, no, Savar La, the town of our Mishnah held, Kamanda Amar Lo Yasvena, like the pin who holds that. Once the blood reaches the Mizbeach, even though not halachically valid, the Mizbeach still gathered it, it still took it in, and therefore it excludes it from having an opportunity of doing an atonement again with it. So although nothing valid was done with it, touch the Mizbeach, you can't gather it. Rabbi Yechon, who we're talking about, his opinion had qualified, and he said as follows, Hakal Maidim, all Tanoim agree, Benitana Lamala, Shinasana Lamala, where those which are supposed to be placed on the top were placed on the top of the Mizbeach. Or Lamata, Shunasan, Lamata, those that are supposed to be on the bottom were put on the bottom, but they were done Shaloiki Mitzvah, not the way their mitzvah is supposed to be, either with a Machshava Psul, or was done with the left hand. That the halach is Lo Yasfeno. You're not allowed to go ahead and gather it back and take that blood back and do it over according to the way its mitzvah is supposed to be done, because since it was put in its place, so then you can't do Zrika with it anymore. It really was done. Loi nechleku, they do not disagree, the tanum that we're about to quote, ele benetanu lamala shenasan lamata. Those that were supposed to be in the top, they were put on the bottom, or lamata shenasan lamala, those on the bottom that were supposed to be put on the top. Shabiesi oimer lo yasven. Rabiesi says that even though it was shaloibim kaimai, it wasn't in its appropriate place, you can't go ahead and do it over again, you can't gather it, they already went onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon oimer yasven, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could go ahead and gather it back. Now, as Rashi explains, obviously you cannot say that the reasoning of Rabbi Yisi is because he holds Shaloi Kim Kaima is Kim Kaima Dami, and that's why you can't go ahead and take it back. Because if that would be the case, then let him disagree. That why does he disagree in the case of taking it back or not? Let them disagree regarding the atonement. Rabbi Yisi should say keeper, it's an atonement, because even though Shaloi Kim Kaima is Kim Kaima Dami, and Rabbi Shimon should say loy keeper. Obviously, they both hold that there's no atonement, but Rabbi Yisi holds that even though it's Shaloi Kim Kaima, even so, you cannot gather it back. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, yeah. So as the Gemara continues, Tamid Beis, Mishnah is saying, Ukidivri ha'imer lo yasvena. And our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisi, who holds that you cannot take it back, although no atonement was done with it at all. And that is why, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Mishnah says, puzzle. Why puzzle? Why just, it was like thrown on the floor, just gather it back into the bowl. No, since it touched him as bach, it's not like just falling on the floor, and therefore you can't do it over again, and that's why it's puzzle, because there's no more blood either in the neck, in contrast to the Mishnah later on, Tamid Beis. Now, that's however how Rabbi Yechonon qualifies the Machlekes Tanoim, which works well to explain the question we had asked in him. However, Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, he says that actually Hakol Moedim, everyone, meaning Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Shimon, agree, and not like Rabbi Yechonon said it's a Machlekes, Benetanan Lamata Shenasan Lamala, those who are supposed to be put on the bottom of the Mizbech, they're put on the top of the Mizbech, that actually Shuloyas Vena, that you're not allowed to gather it back. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees over there, because since it was put in the Mizbech, which is fit for it, at least this is the type of Mizbech that it's supposed to be. So it's not like it was spilled on the floor where you could then put it back, because the Mizbech already got it, and therefore it excluded from the opportunity of this blood being thrown in a different place. The kosher came in the tongue, lamalish, and the son, lamata. And he says, for sure, in the situation where the blood is supposed to be thrown on top, when instead they were thrown on the bottom, which is actually closer to being an appropriate matana. Why? Because anyways, the upper bloods ultimately drip down and go down to the bottom anyway. So therefore, that blood, which is ultimately going to go to the bottom, is appropriate on the bottom on some level. So therefore, when it was put on the bottom, of course, there even Reb Shimon is going to agree that the Mizbeach already captured it from not being able to gather it back and do it over and throw it again onto the top. Loinechleku, their whole machlekes was, according to Avimi, ele benetanin lefnim shenesanin bachutz. Bloods that were supposed to be put on the altar on the in the Heichel, the Mizbeach Azav, which instead were placed on the outer altar, or Bachut Shneson Lefnim, or the bloods on the Mizbeach Achitzin that were placed instead on the inner Mizbeach, that's where the Machlik is. Shabiesi Emir Yasfen Rabisi says that you could gather it and do it over again, because since it's not fit for this Mizbeach, it's on the wrong Mizbeach at all, so therefore the Mizbeach does not capture it at all. Rabbi Shimon Naiman, Le Yasfen Rabbi Shimon says that no, you cannot do it over because ultimately it's on a Mizbeach, and since it's on a Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is Kailid, and you can't do it over again. Now, Amr Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak, Afanana Matinina, going back, we just introduced Rav Chizda Amr Avimi just to disagree with Rabbi Yechanan, but we had mentioned the other opinion of Rabbi Yechanan for that purpose of saying that, to explain the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, but now the Gemara goes back and says that, similarly we learned in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yechanan, who he said that there is such a concept of loyasven, of not doing it over, even though you'll say shaloi b'mkayme is lav k'mkayme dami, even for atonement, but regarding doing it over, for that we'll say the mizbeach will capture it, and that's why the halacha of Mishnah says even the rebbeich says shaloi k'mkayme is not k'mkayme even for atonement, you can't do it over anymore. How do we see this concept in the following brisa? B'yudaim he says, explaining the pasuk in Vayikra, when the Yikra is a pasuk in Parak Vav pasuk Beis, which it says tzavis ha'aron. That Zeus Tyrus Aila, he Aila, Moikta Mazbech, Lalaila, the Baker of Asham Mazbech Tukadbai. This pasuk is coming to teach regarding things that are invalid for the halachas of Karbanis for the Mizbech. In spite of that, it's what's known in the halacha of Imalu lo Yerdu. If it was put on top of the Mizbech, it does not come down. The way we know this is because the words in the pasuk are that it's the Aila that's Al Moikta, that's on its on where it's placed there on the fire, Al Mizbech, on the Mizbech, Kala Laila the whole night, which tells us that when it's Ayla on the Mikta, it should be there the whole night, meaning it does not come down. So therefore, although it seems to be including anything that's possible on the Mizbech, it does not come down, that's where the Pasuk says three exclusionary terms to exclude the following three items where actually if they were Alu, they will be Yerdu. Because the Pasuk says, in that Pasuk, it says Zeis. It says Zeis Hiya Ayla. Zeis Tarisa Ayla. Hiya Ayla. So the word Zeis is exclusionary term, saying this and not something else. Moreover, the word he, it, is also an exclusionary term. So too, the word, the letter he of ha'ayla is also an exclusionary term, saying this, the ayla, and not all of them. So that's three exclusionary terms. Prat is coming to exclude the following three items. L'nishchad balayla, if a carbon was slaughtered at nighttime. B'shenishpach dama, over the blood spilled out. Or v'shiyatza dama chutz l'klum, if the blood was taken out of the curtains, meaning out of the azara, out of the area that's allowed to be. And those three categories, im also tarried, if it went up on top of the Mizbeach, it actually would come down. But all other invalidating factors, if they went up, they wouldn't come down. Later on, the Gemara in Pergam Mizbeach Mekadosh, that Pedal Mabez, will explain the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, why he includes all other invalidating factors, but he excludes these three things. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon, I mean, he says in the Pasuk, Ayla, the Ayla sacrifice. So, Ainli, Ela Ayla Kshera, I would only know the valid carbon Ayla, where that should be al-maikta kalalayla adabaykar. Minayin l'rabba is how we know it to include also invalidating factors. Shenishchita balayla, he disagrees with the Rebbe Yehuda. He holds that even if it was slaughtered at nighttime, or v'shenishpach dam, or even if the blood was spilled out, or v'shiyatza dam achutz l'klaim, or if the blood was taken out of the appropriate three areas, of the area of the curtains, which are the three halakhas Rebbe Yehuda holds, he holds actually there, it's included in all of that, it's lo yeirdu. And so too, v'halon, if let's say the meat was left out overnight off the Mizbeach, or v'hayetze, if the meat went out from its appropriate area, or v'atamei, if it was richly impure, or v'shenishchat, if it was slaughtered with the intention of having it been sacrificed with the machshava of chutz l'zmanim, chutz l'mkaymai, out of where it's allowed, the amount of time, or the area, or v'shekibl psulin v'zarkas damo, or if those who are invalid to do the avayd received the blood and they threw the blood, or vanitan lamalish and the son lamato, or that which is supposed to be on the top was thrown on the bottom, vanitan lamatish and the son lamalo, that which is supposed to be thrown on the bottom was thrown on the top, or vanitan befnimish and the son bechutz, that which is supposed to be inside the heichel was done outside the heichel, vanitan bechutz and the son befnim, that which is supposed to be done outside the heichel, and mizbeach da adama was done on mizbeach in the hazav. Or the Pesach v'chatzis sheshachten shlo lishmon, or the carbon Pesach v'chatzis which was slaughtered shlo lishmon, where there it totally invalidates the carbon. Minayin, how do we know regarding all these invalidating features that if it was alu, if it was put on top of the mizbeach, that lo yer, they're not going to come down? Tamalema says Reb Shimon, that's what pasuk teaches. Zayis tayras ha'ela. This is the law of the ayla. Riba tayra achas l'chalayim. That's including one law for all the carbonless of the ayla. Shem alu lo yer, if they go up, they're not going to come down. But continues Reb Shimon, Yochel Shani Marba Af. So I would think to include also all types of invalidating factors, even Haroiveya, even if an animal sodomized a person, or Varnirva, if the animal was sodomized by a person, which is by the testimony of one witness, which would be permitted for a commoner, unless if two witnesses actually would have to be killed. But one witness is permitted for a commoner, but it's still forbidden for Kadshim, as the Pasuk is learned out in Masechtas Temura on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Or vamukza, or if let's say an animal was designated to be a sacrifice for avodah zarah, or vanever, if the animal was bowed down to as an avodah zarah, vaesnan, if the animal was a swap for relations with a zayna, or vamachir, if an animal, this animal which to be used as a carbon was swapped for a purchase of a dog, or vaklayim, which as we learn off in the pasuk when it says shay or chesav, an ox or a lamb, which teaches us one or the other but excludes a klayim if an animal is a mixed breed, or vatrefo, if it's an animal with a mortal defect. Or v'yetze daifen, which we learn now from the pasuk, it says shoyer chesav ki yivol, when it's going to be born, which excludes if it was cesarean, that it comes through the mother's stomach, not through the womb, as the Gemara says in Chol Neflam Chesam Abeis. How do I know that these items, actually, if they're alu, that they would be yerdu? Tamalema zayis, that's what the pasuk teaches, zayis, which is exclusionary term, like we said before, but Reb Shimon does not exclude the items that Reb Yehuda said, he includes those, but these items, he holds that's what zayis is coming to exclude. On that, the question is, Amari Issa, would you see, once the Pasuk is including, like we said from Tyrus, and the Pasuk is excluding, like it says, Zeis, and doesn't tell you what to include and what to exclude, so would you see fit L'Rabbis as Eilu to include these items? Well, it says Eilu to include the last, to exclude the last items that we just mentioned. So that says, Reb Shimon, Mar Bani as Eilu, I'm going to include the ones I mentioned before, Shayib Sulan Bakredish, that their invalidating features are when they're in a, when they, we had, they only became possible when they had come to the Azara. So when they were in the sanctified area, only then they became possible. So since it was already sanctified and then it became possible, so it has a certain level of sanctity, and therefore, im alu layerdu. But if, so therefore, when it was slaughtered at nighttime, but these things became, they only happened in the Azara. Of Maitse and Yis Elu, but I'm going to exclude the last items I just mentioned, shalahayya psul makaydish, where their invalidating features were not when they were sanctified. They were when they were earlier, when it was born, when it was sodomized, before they became karbanis, before they were even sanctified, therefore they're going to be excluded. They're even in alu, they're going to be yerdu. It says the Gemara to support Rabbi Yechanan, Ketani Mia. One thing that we learned in this brisa was that Hanitan and Lamatash and the son Lamalo. Reb Shimon said those which were supposed to be on the bottom, their blood was done on the top. Or Lamalash and the son Lamato, that was supposed to be on the top, they were done on the bottom. Reb Shimon said there the halacha is going to be im alu la yerdu. Yehuda does not disagree in that case to consider it like the blood was spilled on the floor to say, if it's spilled on the floor, it should be Yerdu. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, one of the three cases he excluded from Im Alu La Yerdu, meaning that it has going to have to come down, is if the blood spilled on the floor. So why did he not include this case too? Obviously it's because when the blood is done and it's Shalabim Kaman Mizbeach, it's not like it was spilled on the floor. So says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Lav mishum the kalti mizbeach, isn't it because the mizbeach already captured it to sanctify it? Ushma minoah, from there we learn regarding the halacha of taking it back, that like Rabbi Yechanan, that lo yasveno, that you cannot go ahead and gather it back and do it over again. In other words, because you can't say that the reason why he holds is because shleibim kaim is kaim a dummy, and because you already had atonement, is because it's similar to all the other halachas that Rabbi Shimon's talking about over there, that no, the zrikas were totally invalid. And since we see that it's shalai bim kaima, is lav kim kaima, it's invalid, like Rabbi Yechanan says, and still it says that you can't do it over. That's exactly like what we said for Rabbi Yechanan. Now, why do we have to bring it from Rabbi Yehuda and not like from Rabbi Shimon? The reason is because we could say that actually the reason Rabbi Shimon is because he holds that when it says zayis teres ha'ayla, which is inclusionary term, he holds maybe even nishbach dama, the halacha is going to be, like he says, lo yerdu, because it doesn't have to be anything. In contrast, Rabbi Huda holds when it spills on the floor, it actually would be pasul, and it would be yerdu, so why doesn't he say yerdu also when it's done shleibim kaimai? Obviously, because it's not like spilling on the floor. There's a difference, like we said, in Rabbi Yechanan, once the Mizbech gets it, it's already gotten, and therefore, you can't go ahead and be asfeno. That's why the Mishnah says pasul. Now, continuing on the halacha, this braisa, Amr Belazar, he says, Mizbech HaPnimi, the same halacha that we said, that im adu layerdu, the inner Mizbech, that in the Hechel, the Mizbech HaSav, Mekadesh Pesulin. It also sanctifies those things that are invalid, where im alu, if they went on the Mizbech, they're not going to come down, even though the Pasuk that teaches us this halacha was only said regarding the Mizbech HaChitzin, which is the carbon oil is brought on the outer Mizbech. In spite of that, Rabbi Elazar says the same halacha would apply to the inner altar. On that, asked the Gemara, Mike Mash Balam, what's Rabbi Elazar even teaching us? Tanina, we learned that over there. It said there in the Brayse that we quoted, Hanitanin, Bifnim, Vuchulu, those that were supposed to be put inside but were put outside. And it said those which are Hanitanin Bachut, Shenesan, Bifnim, that instead were put on the inner Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon said clearly, and no one disagreed, Lo Yerdu, they're not going to come down if you put those limbs of, let's say, the carbon on the Mizbeach. So obviously, it's because the inner Mizbeach already absorbed the blood which was put in it, and even though it actually became pasul when it went into the area of the heichel, because the pasuk says in Mikvah v'cholchata sashiv medama, in spite of that, it's not going to be considered like it was spilled on the blood, and therefore im alu layerdu. So what's Rabbi Elazar teaching us? Says the Gemara, imi hasim, had we only had the brisa havimina, I would have said hanamili dam. When does the brisa consider im alu layerdu that it's going to be valid after the fact, it's not going to come down, even though the carbon is pasul? That's by blood that became pasul, where, as we said, once it even enters the area of the heichel, before it even gets onto the Mizbech HaZav, becomes pasul. That's where, however, if it went on, the Mizbech is going to be mekadosh, that's not going to come down, since the chazileh, because at least in general, blood is appropriate to be put on the Mizbech HaZav, the inner Mizbech, because there are some few korbanas that are its bloods are put on the Mizbech HaZav, by the Par Kohen Mashiach, by the Par Helm Davar. So therefore, that's where the Braisa said, Imol Layerdu. Avol Kaimitz Lechazile. But for example, let's say the fistful of the flower offering, which is not appropriate for the Mizbech at all ever. Like the Pasuk actually says in Shema Yislam, Lo Yisalu Lov Keter Zara V'Oila Mincha. Do not put any foreign incense or oil or carbon mincha flower offering on the Mizbech HaZav. There, Imol Layerdu, I would say that actually, even if it went on the Mizbech HaZav, it would come down. Well, that's what Rabbi Elazar is teaching, that in old situations, all these things, not only dam, for when the Mizbech HaZav, it's not going to come down. On that, as the Gemara Meisvei, but the Gemara asks on the Rabbi Elazar in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Keteiros Zara, foreign incense, meaning if someone is donating Keteiros, which was not asked to be brought, but the Torah only permits Keteiros, the incense, to be brought by the Pitziber in the once in the morning, once in the afternoon, but someone brings a foreign incense, which was put on the Mizbech HaZav, where that's the assumption of the Gemara right now is we're talking about the Mizbech HaKeteris, which the Keteris is usually brought on the Mizbech HaZav, the inner Mizbech. Says the Braisa, it has to come down. She'en lecha mekadesh psulin, says the Braisa, why? Because there's nothing that sanctifies invalid karbanas, el Mizbech HaChitzen b'ro'olai, only the outer Mizbech. The things that are appropriate to it, what does that mean, appropriate? Aren't all these things possible that we're saying are lo yerdu? So the Gemara actually says later on, Perkam is Beach and the Pekim on Beis, it means takes good, let's say, a kaimitz, a fistful, which was never even sanctified at all in the vessel. That's not roloi. But anything else, even though it's pasul, it's roloi, that is going to be sanctified. Says the Gemara, it sounds like in the Braisa, chitzen in, only the outer altar, penimilai, the inner one not. That refutes Rabbi Elazar, who said that even the Mizbeach Hazab, the inner altar, also sanctifies the psulim that layerdu. Says the Gemara, no, taratzachi, this way we have to amend the Braisa. Keteiros, or the way to read it, Keteiros Zara, an unqualified Keteiros, she'also l'mizbech hachitzen. When we said it went on to the Mizbech, it doesn't mean the Mizbech hapnimi. It was actually brought on the outer altar. That's what the Braisa says, Teirid has to come down. Why? It says that words of the Braisa are, she'ein Mizbech hachitzen mekadesh psulim. Because the outer altar does not sanctify invalid things, elohorola, only things that are fit for it but are pasul. But things which are not fit for it at all, even in the pasul state like Keteiros, which is never brought on the Mizbech HaChitzen, is going to be Yerdu. In contrast, Hapanimi, the Diyak is, but the inner Mizbech, Bein Roloi, Bein She'ein Roloi. Whether things that are fit for it, like Dam or Keteiros, even if they're apostle, are not going to be Eidu, or even things that are not fit for like Mincha or Eivarim, which are never put on it, are actually going to be even stronger than the Mezbech HaChitzin, that it's not going to be Eidu. Like Rabbi Elazar's teaching, which is even stronger. Says Zigma, my time, what's the reason? Why is it stronger? Because high Ritzba, the Mezbech HaChitzin, essentially is like the floor of the Azara, because it's a structure made out of bricks, which were never anointed. So therefore, its sanctity is not so stringent to absorb whatever touches it. So therefore, if it's not roi for it, it's not going to be Mekadosh, and it's going to be Yerdu. But Vahai Kli Sharis, Mizbech HaZav is actually considered a service vessel. It's a movable item, and it was anointed with the anointing of the Mishkan. So it's a Kli Sharis, which is a higher level of sanctity than just the floor of the Azara, and therefore it's actually going to be Mekadosh even things that are not royal, which is like Rabbi Elazar's teaching, and not only does not refute him, it actually empowers his teaching to say, it's even Mekadosh a Dabar Shein a royal, like a Kemitzo, or like a Varm of a carbon. And therefore, the halach is going to be olu leyerdu. But from the Brice, we would not have known that. We would have thought it's just things like dam, which are role for the mezbeach hazav. The Gemara continues with the next mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous mishnah, is regarding invalidating factors in the avodas of the Beis HaMikdash. So the mishnah says hashechel es hazevach, and here this mishnah qualifies the primary two invalidating thoughts, cognitions in avodah, which are chutz l'mekaymai, which, as we mentioned previously, is only possible but is no karis if one eats from that carbon. And pigel, which is machshava chutz l'zmane, which if one eats from that carbon, one actually would even be chayiv karis. Says the Mishnah, Shechel es hazevach, if someone slaughters a carbon, whether a shlamim or other edible carbon, lizrik dame b'chutz, to throw its blood outside of the area where it's allowed to be thrown, out of the azar. A mixtes dame b'chutz, or even some of the blood to be thrown outside. Or lahakte imur b'chutz, or to sacrifice its sacrificial parts, not in the mezbech, but outside the azar. A mixtes imur b'chutz, or some of the sacrificial parts outside. Or lechel basar b'chutz, or to eat its flesh outside of the area you were allowed to eat it out of Yerushalayim. A kezayis mabsar b'chutz, or an olive size of it outside the area. A lechel kezayis ma'ar ha'aliyah b'chutz, or to eat an olive size of the skin of the tail outside. Says the Mishnah, posel of emekaris. So that's the halacha of chutz l'mekaymai. It's invalid. One's not allowed to eat from the meat of that carbon. But if one eats from it, he's not going to get karis. Even if he eats it outside, there's no punishment of karis. The halacha is regarding that the machshava of chutz l'mekaymai is what makes it possible, but there's no karis. However, let's say lizrik dame l'machar, not out of time, but out of place, but out of time. Lizrik dame l'machar has in mind when he's doing the avodah to throw the blood tomorrow. Or mixes dem l'machor, or some of the blood tomorrow. Or lahakdei mur l'machor, or to sacrifice the sacrificial parts tomorrow. Or mixes dem mur l'machor, or some of the sacrificial parts tomorrow. Or lechel besar l'machor, to eat its meat tomorrow, which that can't be talking about a shlamim, because a shlamim is actually kosher for 2 days. Rather, it's like a carbon taida, chatzis ashim, which is not valid the next day. That's going to be chutz zmani. In contrast, the halachas of throwing its blood or sacrificing its sacrificial parts tomorrow, that would even be by a shlamim, because a shlamim, although the meat can be eaten for 2 days, but it's damim and it's emurv has to be that day itself. But this halacha would be a taida, chatzas or ashim, or kezayis mipsar lamachor, or to eat an olive size of its meat tomorrow, or lechel kezayis mar lamachor, or to eat an olive size of the skin of the tail tomorrow, pigel v'chayovin lov kars. There the halacha is going to be that whoever eats from that meat, even if he eats it in its appropriate time, but it already became pigel, the punishment of such a person is going to be punishment of karis. And everyone's going to learn out how do we know these halachas. The chutz l'mekaymai is only possible in makaris, but chutz l'zmani is pigel and chayiv karis.